This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. And Steve, a new football coach in the city, Brian Vaughn, taking over as head coach at Lynn Classical High School. He was a former standout at Lynn English a number of years ago and went on to play at Northeastern.
Great hire for Lynn Classical. Great hire. He's paid his dues. He's coached at three different schools, plus he's done an awful lot of assistant coaching, and I think he served the best apprenticeship he could have served for coaching in Lynn by coaching in Boston. You know, he knows a little bit about city athletes and, you know, some of the issues that befall city kids and stuff like that, and he's had a good track record both at Pope John and at Boston English. He was only at South Boston for a year, but those first two places he really did well. And plus, he's a good guy. I think that it's a great hire by Lynn Classical, and it's good for him. He's always wanted to come back and coach in Lynn.
Yeah, it is interesting that you're in Boston coaching and you jump to Lynn, but yet being your hometown, but the school kind of your rival cross town, but whatever.
Well, the assistant principal at Lynn Classical's Chris Warren. They played English together. Warren was the quarterback and Vaughn was the running back on that team that went to the Super Bowl. They've been good friends since childhood, so it's another little bit of a reunion.
No, you're right there, and certainly the lines are much more blurred in the city between Classical and English than it might have been 20 years ago, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, Steve, we're here. Usually we talk a little high school basketball, and we'll be brief here, but what a huge win this past week for Lynn Classical boys as they knocked off Everett. They've lost 9 out of the last 10 games to Everett, but this was a nice win for them.
Great win for them. Good week for the school in general. You know, I don't think as much credit as Tommy Grasser might get doesn't get enough, as far as I'm concerned. He's a very good coach. It's a family affair on the bench now. I went to the game against Saugus last week, and it was Grasser, Grasser, and Grasser on the bench. Good for them. For a guy, Tommy, coached his kids. Now he's coaching with his kids. They're doing well. I mean, they are really doing well. And the funny part about it is that they're one of those teams where if they get hot, there's no way you can beat them. But if they're not hot, you got a shot. You know, they love the three. I think they hit 10 threes the night I was there.
Yeah.
Tommy's always kind of like the three. He doesn't have a whole lot of height.
No.
But he's got a lot of quick kids that can dart in and out of traffic and shoot the eyes out of the basket.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw the game against Everett. I just happened to think, I'm going to go over there and check this one out. And I was impressed how effective they were in stopping the Everett big guys without the size that you just pointed out. And also, coming down the stretch, they hit free throws. And what a big deal that is, because if you have players that are all somewhat interchangeable out on the court, all pretty good shots, and you end up being able to go to the free throw line, and if you can knock them down, that's a big thing.
You know, one of the things I love about sports is all these people who try to make it rocket science. Basketball, you play good team defense, you shoot decently, and you hit your free throws. I'll bet you if you do those three things right, you're going to win about 85% of your games. And that is what he stresses. I mean, they do play good defense. He's always stressed defense. Team defense, he doesn't expect one guy to shut one guy down. They shoot well, and you're right about the free throws. That, you know, even, you know, Larry Bird, of all people, you know, it's so important. When you consider what the average margin of a victory in a basketball game is, what, about 7 or 8 points probably usually?
Yeah, right.
That's, there are your free throws right there. If you're not hitting them, you ain't winning.
And if you're in a championship game or a top game, your two teams are, let's say, evenly matched. Mm-hmm. Then it's a 1 point thing. So it is a free throw difference or 2 points. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at that game too, and it was like that's the beauty of going and watching a high school basketball game is that at times the game looked like they're both teams might be going to sleep, to be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, Everett had a 14-point lead But then Classical has a huge second half comeback, and they do all the things right in the second half that they couldn't get right in the first half. But yet being able to hear from the coaches afterwards, hearing and the players on what they how they reconstructed and made adjustments and so on. It's just a great little high school basketball game. It's one game, and it's all it is. But it was a there's a lot of work that goes to getting to that point.
Well, it's a whole. I mean, I can't stress it enough. It's a whole team thing. You know, Tommy and his kids, his sons, are very good at coming up with these zone defenses, and he'll be glad to tell you what every one of them is. You know, I wasn't there, so I don't know what he threw up against Everett, but you know, he's very good with the zone defenses if he feels he needs them. And if you got a team with size and you don't have size, there's no way you're going to beat anybody man to man. So you have to put up a zone. And it has to work, which means all those kids that look like they're scattershot all over the court, they're buying into that defense, and they're playing it, and they're making it work. So I really like watching his teams play.
Yeah. Well, here's another point on that game, and not to dwell on this, but you know, we don't see Everett play basketball too often, but John DiBiase is the AD, head football coach, head basketball coach. But on the bench with him was somebody that I had not seen in years, Ken Peavy, assistant coach at Everett High School.
With him now?
Yeah, so Ken Peavy's been at Everett for a few years now. Mm. One of his assistants, they have a few assistants,
he's
it looked
still
like.
With him, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but anyways, there you go. You've got Ken Peavy, great to see him the other night.
Yeah, I remember Ken back when Ken coached at Peabody, and that was with when the mayor, Betancourt.
Yeah, yeah.
He's there, he was on that team. And they had a great team back then. He was a pretty good coach. Then he went over to Pope John for several years over there, athletic director, basketball.
Yeah.
He's always been a good coach. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, last question. Let's just open it up. Anything else in high school basketball strike your fancy as we I'll just throw out a couple things. You got the Lynn Classical girls also winning, Saugus. Girls have done well, Revere undefeated and so on.
Well, I'll tell you this, that Saugus girls team has to be talked about a little bit. I don't think a whole lot of people took them seriously when they won their first five games, particularly when they went to St. Mary's and got beaten pretty badly. But then, you know, they played Danvers. Danvers is for real. They went and they beat Danvers. Now they're being taken seriously.
Yeah.
It'll be real in tonight, Thursday. They're playing Saugus. They're playing Revere.
Yeah.
That'll be a big game. And tomorrow night, another big game. St. Mary's playing Fenwick. You know, state champ versus the team that's got a very legitimate shot at winning the state championship.
Yeah.
You know, so the place going to be rocking over there at St. Mary's.
All right, there he is, Steve Cross. Thanks for joining us, and we'll check back soon.
Thank you, Bill.
Steve Krause, sports editor at Daily Item in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.